the nerve cells to grow more connections between the left and right brain. So not only is a girl's corpus callosum larger than a boy's before birth, it continues to be larger in childhood and adulthood. Testosterone also causes other areas of the male brain to be forever changed by preserving the nerve cells that think while retarding the development of the fibers that connect the processing centers. The result? Your wife not only has a more developed corpus callosum, but she also has much greater subconscious processing power than you do. It's more than hormones. The male hormones flooding in and through the unborn male child and the female hormones saturating the unborn female baby do not explain everything about the developmental differences between the male and female brain. There are structural and genetic differences as well. Since a man's brain is, on average, about 10% larger than a woman's, you'd expect him to be more intelligent. However, this is not the case. In general, men and women consistently score equally on intelligence tests. For neuroscientists, this has long been a paradox. However, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center have found an explanation. Raquel E. Gur, M.D., Ph.D., professor of psychiatry and neurology, writes, "Women's brains appear to be more efficient than men's in the sense that an equal increase in volume produces a larger increase in processing capacity in women than in men." While male brains contain about 6.5 times more gray matter, the thinking matter, female brains have more than 9.5 times as much white matter, the processing matter. One example is seen in the corpus callosum. Not only do women have a relatively larger connection between the hemispheres, but theirs is composed almost completely of white matter. The implication of women having more white matter connecting between the hemispheres of the brain is that they would have better communication between the different modes of perceiving and relating to the world, says Dr. Gur. On the other hand, men, who have a relatively smaller corpus callosum that is made up of less white matter, would demonstrate a stronger concentration on working within any one of those modes.
Understanding this can be critical in understanding our husbands. Their stick-to-itiveness, steadfastness, determination, and single-mindedness.